I have a very strong belief that anyone who takes refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, who listens to the Dharma and lets go of some sort of attachments and practices, can become upholders of the Dharma. In the past, very secret teachings, very, very important teachings are rarely given to within a gelugpa, within to non-sangha, very rarely. So within the monastic system, very, very sacred teachings, practices, are rarely given to lay people for the simple reason is because lay people are over-inundated with their commitments that they have created themselves. So whatever that might be. So very, very sacred and very, very secret teachings are not usually given. But I believe it's different now. I believe that since Tibetan Lamas have gone all over the world, I believe that since Tibetan Lamas have gone all over this planet, and they have made teachings available for people, I believe what is important is that Tibetan Lamas like me encourage, give, share, and distribute the teachings among the non-Tibetan worlds, the non-Sangha worlds. Now there are a lot of challenges that come along with that. The challenges are lay people usually know very little Dharma, just like the lay people in Tibet. They know very little Dharma. They practice very little Dharma, and they lose faith very fast. They lose faith in the Lama, they lose faith in the path, they lose faith in the Dharma, they lose faith in the methods, they lose faith very fast. And the reason why they lose faith very fast is because the very reason they came to Dharma was somewhat distorted. When you come to something with a distorted view or a distorted thinking or a distorted motivation, you will lose faith very fast. For example, if you wish to drive in a race, Indy 500, whatever, and you go there with a little Volkswagen that's beat up from 1980s, and you believe that this car is the fastest in the world, well, when you lose the race, you're going to lose faith in the car. But you see, that was your misfounded placement or projections. Similarly, when you come to religion, and you come with this founded or distorted aspirations, you will always lose faith. You will always be unsure. Your mind will always go up and down. Why is that? Because you came with a distorted motivation. Distorted doesn't mean you're evil. Distorted doesn't mean you're bad. Distorted doesn't mean that you are inherently negative. Distorted means from ignorance, you do not know any better. So what I have done is, as Kichara has grown, I have made myself less seen by people. And I have many reasons for that. But one of the reasons is to make everybody take charge. Take over. Make everybody, make the lay people teach. In order for the lay people to teach, the lay people have to learn. To make the lay people do the rituals, in order to do that, they have to be disciplined to learn. To make the lay people do retreats, to make the lay people practice, share, study, maintain the centers. Why? Very simple. Because one day soon I'll be dead. One day I'll be dead. And when I'm dead, should all of this go to waste? Definitely not. So many of you put so much beautiful and powerful efforts into this. So in order to preserve it, I need to make sure that all of you can take care of it now. So when I see lay onzes, lay ritualists, lay teachers, I am very happy. I rejoice from my heart. When I hear there are Sunday classes going on without me, I am very happy. Because I have talked till I'm blue for the last 20 years. I've got hundreds of teachings on the YouTube. Hundreds of teachings that are unedited, that are to be transcribed. They're all over. So people say, Rinchi, why aren't you teaching? The question is, why aren't you studying what I taught? So therefore, I like the idea of lay people. Practicing, learning, absorbing, and becoming experts. I like that very much. Why? If lay people commit towards that, then Dharma will grow. Today I came here a little bit about the retreat and the purpose of the retreat. Maybe your mantra count is not going to be as much. Maybe your black tea count is not going to be as much, but it doesn't matter. It's more better to gain attainments for this practice than numbers. You shouldn't be proud that you did 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. What should you be proud of is after retreats your mind has settled down. Your obstacles have cleared for Dharma more. You know, for some people, for obstacles to clear, they get big jobs, they get big money, and then they do something good with it. For some people, it's good for them to have a lot of obstacles, and that's a blessing. Why? Because if they didn't have obstacles, they would go off the dock. For some people, it's great to have obstacles. For some people, it's great to not have obstacles. So for every single person, this being who has sworn to Shakyamuni, who has sworn to Lama Tsongkhapa, will help. Now, what I want everybody in this room to remember from now on, so that your faith stays firm and strong and positive based on knowledge, is do not project onto him how you wish your obstacles to be removed. Let me tell you why. Let's say there's 100 of you in this room, just hypothetically, and each one of you told him how you want obstacles to be removed for this person. Let's say this gentleman, this nice gentleman, has obstacles, which I don't think he does because he's filthy rich now, I'm with you. You promised 3 years ago if your business does well, we'll help the HR meeting. I'm embarrassing you and making you lose face in front of everything. I'm giving up on a switch of skin. Very nice guy. Mr. Cage from my life, my boss. Now, if let's pretend this gentleman, Mr. X, has obstacles. He doesn't. He has obstacles. If I was to ask all of you to ask him how to remove his obstacles after you hear his problem, each one of you have a different version. So if each one of you has a different version of how to remove this gentleman's obstacle with this gentleman, what is he supposed to do? Each time you say something, dance for him? Make the horse neigh? Move the tail? So each one of you are going to have your own versions of how you want this being to remove this person's obstacles. Similarly, he himself will have his own version of how he wants to remove your obstacles. So I'm going to make this sound a little bit based on faith, but you're going to have to because you can't base on anything else. Why? You haven't been a monk for 20 years. You didn't take vows of chastity. You didn't go and study the scriptures. You didn't do any retreats in the mountains. You didn't study under high lamas for 20, 30 years. You didn't do any of that. You've spent your whole life eating, a third of it sleeping, buying things, paying off your bills, looking for a lover. That's what you spend most of your life doing. So you don't know. Is that criticism? No, it's fact. Does that make you bad? No. Makes you ignorant. Because if you look at all the old people around you, everywhere in the world, that's what you're going to be. If you look at all the young people in the world, that's what you're going to be in your next life. If you look at all the middle-aged people in the world, that's what you were, that's what you'll be. And it goes round and round. There's no end to it. Purposeless. So when you ask this being, How to remove your obstacles. You know what? For some of you, it can give you more problems. Something like that. Because that's what's going to make you become turn around and get disgust in your life, in your situation, in your predicament, in everybody's predicament, and generate compassion for yourself, generate pity for yourself, and eventually pity for everyone because they're all stuck in the same situation you and I. For some people, the minute you pray to Him, He's going to give you more problems. Hey, why like that? So bad luck. For the typical Chinese guy, okay, who finished school in Malaysia, the typical Chinese, cheeky chong China man with the glasses, looking at me with buck tooth, asking for a solution, will say, why like that? Because you didn't study Dharma, that's why, you're not bad. Because I've been asked that maybe about 3,000-4,000 times in the last 10 years. Because the normal chinky chong Chinaman, when they make offerings, etc., when they offer their 10 ringgits, oh my god, it's the whole world. They offer their little kata, they've been munched out free from one of the people around here, and they go up there and they walk up to center with their knees, and they put their $10 in, it's like a big deal. They look like the righteous who saw them. And they put their little cheapskate kata all wrinkled. They want Sakura to remove every single problem they have. And then they will say, guess what? That's a good center. That's a good lama. That's a good practice. That's a good place. Wow. But if that doesn't happen, if you put your little measly $10 there, somewhere no mango, and you put your little wrinkled kata and you reach out free, and then things don't change for you, and your business doesn't come up, new business doesn't come, obstacles doesn't go away. Oh, maybe I don't need to get into this a lot of time anymore. Maybe I don't take the vows. Maybe I don't take the commitments. You know what? Anything people think about that? You know why people think about that? Because their motivations come to dominate. And when I say that, again, it's not criticism. If you don't know Dharma, how do you have a Dharma motivation? If you don't study Dharma, how do you know? If you've never learned Dharma or committed to Dharma, how do you know what is Dharma motivation? Of course you don't. So when I say that, it's not criticism. It is factual thinking. Do not shout. In front of you, it kind of appears. I hope. A realization. So therefore, if you were to die tonight, if tonight you go home, you go to sleep, brush your teeth, have your nice supper, some of you look like you have too many suppers like me, and then you brush your teeth and you go to sleep. You look at your fat wife, she looks at fat you. If you were to die tonight, what have you done in the morning? What have you done that will help you at the time of death? What have you done that will help you? That's what you have to think. That, my friends, is not something I'm putting on you. I am opening the landing page to you to the first chapter of the day. In layman, simple terms. So when you think about, if I was to die tonight, if tonight I'm going to die, what have I done so far? Where would I go? What would happen? Don't think, oh, I'm still young, I'm still old. Please don't think like that. You know why? All of that doesn't make any difference at the time of death. The Lord of death is very fair. If it's your time, He comes and says, let's go. What have you done? You say, well, I've done this job. So what? I paid this bill. So what? I bought this house. So what? I have this wife. So what? I have this great husband. Big deal. So what? I've got three cars. One's a Merc. With you. Well, I look pretty handsome. That's what you think. Well, I can get any girls I want, you know, because I'm tall, skinny, and good looking, and I talk well, and I got a fancy car. Well, if that's all they're after, it can happen. If you were to die tonight, the only thing that can make any difference at the time of death. Because if you study the process of death, I've taught before, it should be on YouTube. If at the only thing at the time of death, when your consciousness is about to fully dissolve, okay? That means the time between that your eyes can perceive, then it becomes hazy, then it finally blacks out. Because there's a period when you start becoming hazy. There's seven processes of death, seven. The last process is everything's hazy before it goes totally dark. My monk friend, last week, passed away. 76. He sat in meditation. He had TB of the bone for the last 8 years. I sponsored him. I gave him a statue of Trinyanarchi. I paid for his medication with great honor and great happiness. I sponsored all his medication for all these years and his food. And every time he needed more medication money, which was thousands of rupees, I sent it immediately. Why? He has nobody else. Well, he died last week, and I sent another 20,000 rupees to the monastery to have various pujas done for him, because he was sitting in tuk dam, meaning holding the mic. That means he's in death meditation. This old monk, he has no status, he has no name, he's not a Rinpoche, he doesn't sit on a throne, he's a gentle, beautiful, old monk. He was sitting in meditation for a few days, dead. He died. No eating, no sleeping, no pee-pee, no poo-poo. Nothing. And he sat in meditation. His body glowed. His body was cold, but his heart was still warm. There was no decomposition. This is South India. No decomposition, composition at all. South India, okay? They called me the monastery because they know that my friend passed away. He was one of the first monks I met when I went to India. I used to sit with him when he did his Shri Rupa meditations. I sit with him in the circle. I used to put rocks in his shoes, so when he put the fucking, like, oh, that nasty little monk. That's a teaser, because I was a naughty little monk. I liked him because he always joked, he played, he was very happy, he was a ritual monk. He's a happy Jobar monk. He doesn't teach, he does ritual. His ritual was number one. So I used to sit by him and he'd do his yoga meditations and I knew it. So I tried to disturb him. Why? I don't know, I'm disturbed. So I asked him, suddenly when I see the meditation he's sitting next to me, I'll ask him, hey Gela, are you doing meditation? He's like, what do you think I'm doing? Sleeping? Or when he'd be eating, he'd get up and go get something, he'd come back, his plate would be gone. Of course I did. He'd come back and say, okay, I know you hit my plate. He never showed anger even once. And I teased him to death. And we became very close that way. And one thing I used to like is when he put out the pujas, I'd see little rocks in his shoe. So he put his foot inside his shoe, and then I hear about that monk again. And that's how we became very close. Because through that, I realized what an attained person he was. His mind was equal, full of equilibrium. Never got upset, never got disturbed, no matter what you did to him. During meditation, during eating, during normal time, just lying for a while. He did sadhanas on Kiruka and Vajagini Yamataka every day. I saw his sadhanas, they were this thick. That's after doing 8 hour pujas for other people all day long. He can invite other people's houses for years, he can pujas and come back and do his meditations. I saw this around the house. So recently, this great monk died last week, and he was in Tukang meditation for a few days, meaning death meditation. He didn't move, he didn't collapse, he didn't decompose. This is happening right now. You know what that means? That means this monk has achieved his tantric practice. Let me translate that. He has gained power over death, meaning rebirth. He can die when he likes, he can take rebirth as and when he likes. He's in meditation deciding where he's going next. Can you imagine South India, the person's body doesn't decompose, they're dead? And they're sitting upright? You know how they know he finally left? Let me tell you how. Because a drop of blood came out, the primordial blood that came from his mother. All of us have that. And his head went like this. We know he's gone. Then they washed his body ceremoniously and went for cremation. This week, another holy monk passed away. Today. About the second, his name is Akusunam. He went into meditation today. Control.
Not like us in the hospital, scared to death. Not like us at home wondering what's going to happen. Holding on to our family. We don't even know how come my grandmother, my great-grandmother, all my grandmothers are here, going to come get me. You know how Chinese die when they see all their fake family members appear, although they've reincarnated already? Yeah. Now another great monk has passed away today. He's in death meditation as we speak now. Let me explain one more time in short. He is in control of death. Right now. In South America. I got a call today. How will you die? You say it doesn't matter, I'll go where I go. That's ignorance. That means you like to drive down the highway and close your eyes, go where you go. You like to go pick your next girlfriend, close your eyes, pick as I pick. You open your eyes, it's giving me. How? You like to pick your next boyfriend, close your eyes, one. Close, open your eyes, why me? How? It's not so bad, but you know, we like to open our eyes and pick one. No, nothing wrong with me, I'm just afraid. I like to tease her, but she's always smiling. Last time, no. 10 years ago, when I teased her, she lied. After teaching, she asked someone in my speaking therapy, why do that? Why do you do that? Why? He's lama, he's monk, why he's teasing? Why talk like that? Monk can talk like that, ah. Well, it worked, my trick worked. Doesn't bother me anymore, that's fine. No. Yeah, she's quite cute. In a dollar. Anyways. So, Kichara House is set up for you. Everything is free. The aircon's on. The light's on. Most of you contributed nothing towards this. But you're allowed to come here and enjoy the facilities, receive teachings, enjoy the beautiful place, and pray for yourself. If that doesn't make you have faith, what does? That means somebody had compassion, somebody had love, somebody had care, and provided a place for you. If that doesn't make you devoted, if that doesn't make you feel enamored, or make you feel loyal, or make you feel gratitude, then what does? And my friends, you are not practicing something pulled out of a hat. Or something similar which you had in a dream. You wouldn't want to pray to what I had in a dream. You're praying to something that all of Northern Buddhism accepts. You are praying to what all four lineages of Tibetan Buddhism accept. You are praying to someone that the fifth Dalai Lama, from all the way in the fifth Dalai Lama to now, wrote praises to. You are praying to something that is enshrined in Tashi Lumbo Monastery, which I saw, I went, Panchen Lama's monastery. You are praying to a being who has seen Shakyamuni himself, made promises to Shakyamuni, and swore, those who practice morality and ethics, I will assist you. But let me again stress, because I'm almost done. When he says he's going to help you, it's not the way you want. That's from my experience. Because, you know, 9 out of 10 things I pray for, I don't get. Something else comes and I go, oh. Sometimes I see why, sometimes I believe why. 9 out of 10 things I pray for, example, I pray for you slip, it hasn't worked. I pray for my cheekbones to appear again, it doesn't work. The cheekbones are lost in the Sahara Desert. I pray for all my students upon listening to the Dharma will achieve the status of Pabunta Dojichang. Well, you can check yourself if that's not true. I pray for Kichara to move even faster. I pray for my students to be loyal, to practice one practice, to hold their speech, to not put others down, or not say anything negative. There are many things I pray for that doesn't come true. But it doesn't mean it won't come true. So when all of you sit here and do a retreat, etc., What I want you to do for yourselves is this, please. Do not sit there while you're reciting a black team mantra and say, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me. Say, etc. This is what's happening, and in your wisdom, according to my karma, please solve it in one way or another. I created the problem, I created karma, I had a good time, I get out of ignorance, you solve the problem, etc. Good deal, huh? I created the problem, you solve the problem. I had a good time. You know, I ran around with the most beautiful girl in the world, and now the most beautiful girl has turned into a she-demon. I ran around with the most beautiful boy in the world, and guess what? He turned out to be a he-demon. I got the most beautiful car in the world, and guess what? I smashed up my legs, and that's why I was retarded. I bought this house, I bought this car, I went on a trip, and that's why I have all these bills. Help me solve my bills. Okay, sell your house. Live in a hut. Get rid of all your attachments. Get rid of all your problems instantly. Your problems will disappear if you let go of your attachments. If you let go of your attachments, all your problems disappear. OMG, my wife won't let me do this. Who told you to marry her? You knew she was going to be the problem from day one. She's not the problem, you're the problem. You wanted her. She wanted something else. So why blame? Can you imagine the wife upgrades, said, oh, I hope my husband changes and listens to me. Then the wife comes, the husband comes, the husband says, oh, I hope my wife listens to me. I hope my husband listens to me. And the center is like, who do I listen to? You made the problem. You married. I hate to say it this way, but you made the bed, you gotta sleep in it. So before you buy your next car, buy your next house, go to your next job, have your next relationship, have your next kid, remember what problems come up. We say, but I don't know what problems come up. Look around you. Look at all the horror stories you hear. Well, I want to rebirth this animal. Well, keep eating the sake. I'm very serious when you rebirth this animal. Oh, I can't see the videos, you know. I can't look at it. I can't look at the videos getting killed. Yo, want to go McDonald's? Well, if you can eat meat, how come you can't look at the videos? If you can look at the videos, then you don't need to eat the meat. Because you want to keep eating meat, that's why you don't want to look at this. Very simple. You don't want to take rebirth as an animal? Don't eat them. You don't want to take rebirth as a spirit? Don't cheat people. You don't want to take rebirth in the lower realms, just now? Don't lie. Don't act out of anger. I'm giving you the causes. Simple. So if you are in a retreat or set up, listen to me, okay? This is what a retreat is. This is what a real retreat is. A retreat is when you study the Lamrim and you develop some notion of shinilo, disgust. In samsara, it's traps, it's lies, it's fake promises. You develop some sort of disgust and you get some fear in you. And you want a different result already. But you can't let go of your kids, you can't let go of your husband, your family, your commitments, because you're already in it, so it's not very practical just to let go. Understood. Because you found out about Dharma afterwards. Understood. But you develop some sort of fear, some sort of apprehension, some sort of realization of what's going to happen. So you retreat from samsara. You retreat from your delusions. You retreat from your attachments. You retreat from all the things you usually do that harm people. You retreat. And you take me time out and you devote it to me. Because you know what? The car is not me time. The woman is not me time. The husband, the car, the kids, the money is not me time. Those are all dragging you down time. Me time is when you do Dharma practice. And you change your mind, change your perspective, change your attitude. That's me time. Why? That will improve. So when you retreat from all the messes you have made in your life, you retreat, and you sit here with your beautiful Vajram bell and your offering items, and you make prayers to the Buddha. This is the Buddha.
unless RMG, Trade RMG, all these farmers are wrong. This is a good one. And then you do confession to set up. Let me explain about the confession to you guys real quick, because this is important to you. You're doing the confessions, right? Why is the confession so violent? I offer you blood. I offer you meat. I offer you eyeballs and ears and brains and intestines. And I offer you mountains heaped with flesh. What kind of Buddhist practice is that? Sounds like a cult. I've been accused of being a cult too, but you know, whatever. Any compliment is a compliment. They would be talking about you if you're nobody. Nobody goes on the net and says that Lin Hanyu is a cult. Because in center of vision nature, you use wrathful tantric means to purify your heart. Let me explain how. Sure. You visualize everybody in this group. The anger, the jealousy, the mistakes, the avoidances, the lies. How many times you cheated people, avoided them, not paid them back, not helped them, not assisted them. How many times you avoided the truth. All those have repercussions. You may be able to get away from the people you harm, but that's just a matter of time. All those things are gathered in the form of one huge human being. And this human being is not a living being, not a concept, not a living being. It is a being. You can visualize it as a man, as a woman, up to you. Huge. And Setra comes, and as you confess to Setra, out of ignorance, you've done this, you sincerely regret, please forgive me. That person you're visualizing is an emanation, symbol of your negative deeds. If you do this practice very well, you will have dreams of walking on the mountain, seeing the sunrise, seeing the moonrise, washing the lama's body, washing the lama's feet, washing the lama's clothes, seeing the ocean. You'll have signs such as those, because they do. And then it means you're going to purify. The second sign you'll have is you want to go to Dharma class. You want to do something in Dharma. You want to help. You want to benefit others. You want to do more Dharma practice. That's the second sign you have. Why? Because when you remove the negative karma, only good karma is left. If you find it difficult to go to Dharma or Dharma class, then let's go to Dharma. Now what do I say? You better do more purification. If you go to Setra Purify, I love Setra Purify because you know why? Oh, $5 million is going to get me. Then that means your purification is not complete. Why don't I go set up that because the webcam is watching this ridiculous all the time? That's not what you can go set up like this. So, you will have those dreams. No kidding. I had those dreams when I stayed in retreat. I drank, I was washing, kept a son with his feet. I woke up, I told my guru, my other guru, because I was in retreat in North India, I told him my dreams all my God. He says, that's so wonderful. I didn't know I was supposed to have those dreams. Nobody told me. Nobody said you're going to have these dreams. I think they're subliminally implanted. You know, because if they told me, I woke up just so I saw the sunrise too. But I didn't know. I was just a little chicken. Yeah, I told that. He said, oh, so good. I said, yeah, I saw something very clearly in my dream. Something was sitting on the chair. I got a bucket out, and I washed his feet, and he was smiling at me. And I woke up. That's when I stayed in retreat in my dream. But I had other dreams, I'm not going to tell you about any. Now, so you visualize this person, Senator Pons, and you know what he does? He violently chops this person up. You know what? He violently wants to destroy your obstacles. He violently wants to cut up your problems. He beats the person, chops them up, he cuts them up, and you watch this. You watch it, releasing your anger, releasing your attachments. Releasing all the things you feel unhappy about and regret. And then he takes the person's blood. And that's the first offering he makes. Sensory offering. Then the second is he takes his skull, pokes out the eyes.
cuts the ears off, takes the nose off, takes the heart off, takes the tongue off, puts it up in a wild flower. A sick, sick flower made of 5 sensory perceptions, so that when you offer this up, your sensory perceptions will become clear. Then it becomes a flower. The next one, he takes all the bones of this person. If it was cage room, a lot of bones left. A big guy. Just think if it was William, it'd be just bones and no flesh. So he takes all the bones of this guy and he puts it up like that and burns a little bit. That's incense. And this one, he takes all the fats. He takes all the fats and lard from this person. Uncle Lai and I ran the other direction. We had too much fat. It overflowed the butter lamp. And he makes a human fat butter lamp and offers that butter lamp up to the Buddhas. From your attachments, your negative karma, your anger, he offers light to the Buddhas and you can use it. The next one. He takes the vial and the urine and puts in the next one. And offers a setup. Are you a setup drink urine one? Like in the Middle East, they wake up drinking one cup of their own urine is healthy. No. You see, Setra doesn't have the karma to receive bad things. When you offer him urine, it turns to nectar. He doesn't have karma to receive bad things. You can throw spears at him, by the time it reaches him, it becomes a flower. Just like when Mara threw spears at Shakyamuni during the third watch of the night, it just became flowers, because he doesn't have the karma to be harmed. Heck, if I threw it at Kenny, a spear, 20 other spears would appear. Everybody got their nibbana? Then, this is delicious. He takes all the flesh and he piles it up here. And last but not least, is he takes the trumpet, time bomb. Okay, let's see. I know I'm a radical Tibetan monk. They wrote me many letters. Can you act more monkly? I said, I am. Okay, that's a taiko. They take it and they use it as a musical instrument. Yeah. That's offered up to Setra. So you're offering up this human being's all negative karma in the form of sensory elements. That's what this is. This is a confessional offering. This one should be big and beautiful and luscious, because I tell you, if you put all your sins in here, I doubt this will fit. That's what it is. So when you do the confessions of Setra, you know what? If you do it from your heart and you trust and you let go, it has powerful effects. Not your way. Perhaps your problems will increase. Are you how like that? Because if it doesn't increase now, you might end up with something even worse today. Okay, have another heart attack, or remove the fat or the clogged arteries. Both are scary ones. You have cut anesthesia, slice you open, take the artery out, clear it, and then put it back in so you want to take up the bone, and then you're like this for about 6 months. Same thing, or you have a heart attack and die. Okay. Yeah, number one.
It's like that.
I mean, it feel funny, but it's really like that. So therefore, when you pray, when you do this retreat, this is wonderful to set up. Expect more bad things to happen. And if it doesn't, good for you. And if bad things happen, you say, ayo, 10 minutes, he's like 1 more. Let's give him 100 baht, no less than 100. I'm dropping subliminal hints here. Nothing more disappointing when I open an unbox from Cage Room, $2. I accept that. So, and then you're soliciting him, and you're praising. You know why you praise Setra? You know why? When you praise someone, okay, when you praise someone, my old one.
Oh, so sexy, such nice hair, so black, so slim, oh, so big body, like, oh, implants are real, such great fashion, great pants, oh, I wish you are a really big monster, you know the dress, I know. And you face, how does she feel?
I knew you were maybe before she knew she boxed up. So then next time I want her to do something for me, can you help me? My car tires are slashed on a page. Can you help me take me home? She will help you. Why? If you praise her, you made her happy. Okay, you made her happy. And then Singtel, are you so eloquent, so well spoken, so what a treasure. It is Buddha's gift to women. And some men. Yes. Of course, next time you see him, any video you want, he uploads to YouTube immediately. You'll be a YouTube star like me, a YouTube star. Yeah, got 1 million views, you know. Wish I had $1 for each view. I keep talking about money, I want a village. Now, but when you praise the Buddha, you're so handsome. You're like, oh, so good body, so powerful, nice horse, nice boots. Where'd you get that hat? LDR. When you praise Setra, what do you think? Oh, he's gonna, oh wow, he prays me, I'm gonna do what you want. He really, on my best side. I'm gonna help him remove his obstacle. This one didn't praise me, obstacle, good luck to you, luck. No. When you praise the Buddha, it doesn't affect the Buddha. You know why? Their mind is equilibrium. They're free from attachments. When you praise the Buddha, the karma that has been eliminated to get the quality is what you're praising. You create the karma to get the same quality. I repeat, see very carefully. When you praise Tara in the Tara 21 times, when you praise Lokeshvara, Avalokiteshvara Kuan Yin, when you praise Vajrayogini, when you praise Setra, when you praise them, you are praising a quality that they have because they have eliminated a fault. For example, Setra has control over samsara. He's not controlled by samsara because he's let go of his attachment. Setra has clairvoyant powers because he's let go of his desire. Setra has great wealth because he's let go of minds of ease. He's become a Buddha. Did you ever see any Buddha in KSK 9? Saturday night? No. So the very qualities that you're praising in a Buddha, indirectly, you are planting the seeds to gain those very qualities. That's why we're praising this. Dibha. We say it's very Dibha. So when you guys pray to Setra, when you praise him, hold your hands, think about prayer, think about what you're praising, even if you don't understand, think about it. And then someone like the fifth Dalai Lama who wrote, I know Dalai Lama, who's better? Who's better? His Holiness Singtel wrote one praise too, but I lost it. He's doing the camera so you can't get me. When I stand here, I continue to block it because I'm seeing it. Okay, now. So when you praise a Buddha, you are praising a quality they have acquired by eliminating a negative quality. Does everybody understand? So in the King of Praises, in the King of Prayers, when we pray Shakyamuni, wow. In the prayer, praise to Manjushri, you're praising Manjushri. So that's why when we do prayers or praises, it's very powerful. Do you know why? You plant the seeds to get those very qualities in the future. When you praise. And then when you offer bhakti, when you have dinner, is that your plate? I'm sure all of you have bigger plates when you have your supper lunch. Please get a bigger set, please. Bigger. Look. It's so small. Remove my obstacles. Give me a son. Take my son away, please. Give me a new car. Pay my bills. Stop my problems. Drink this. I give you the world. I give you the ocean of Stemkim. Set up life. And don't forget set up life. Entourage. After set up thing, this one for entourage. Yeah, I'm talking about filing in here going, oh, I'm going to go for my second drink. And, oh.
They gotta be Buddhas if they're gonna share this, man. Because if you come to dinner, share this with me, I tell you, get lost. Wait, God, why don't you take care of me?
Bigger. More.
So for any reason, you cannot get a bigger one because you only earn $20 a month. It's okay, I understand. You can't get a bigger one, that's fine. Your meditation, this is what you do, everybody. Om, Buddha's body. Ah, Buddha's speech. Hum, Buddha's mind. Om, ah, hum, by the power and the truth of Buddha's body, speech, and mind. Buddha's enlightened body, Buddha's incredibly spiritual speech, and Buddha's incredibly powerful mind. I bless this substance and I visualize it as vast as the ocean. Then you pour. That's okay too. But to visualize this to ocean, you gotta be very high master. No comments.
Next week she comes. Next tomorrow she comes with a bucket here.
Now let me she show up. Show my bucket now. Okay. Now, when you do the tea offering, when you're doing the tea offering, my friends, you're making a direct connection to Cedra. If you can have a bigger one, more ornate, as beautiful as possible, that's wonderful. If you can offer from your heart, like this lady has from your heart, sincerely, it's fine also. But when you offer the same thing to Cedra, you are making a direct connection to them. You're offering food. If I offer all of you food, I invite you over every night for food, you'll be my best friend. Best friend. And if I, Penny Wong, I tell you, I cook a fish, and it's still alive, give to him, and he eat, and the head's still moving, he can eat, he's my best friend. Son of God, right? He's one of my love friends, I bought almost every day when he's somebody doesn't follow. So when you offer such a food, drink, offerings, you're not bribing them. You are creating causes for two things. There are many things, but I make it simple. Attainments and the letting go of attachments. Specifically, attachments. I said, I don't want to become generous because later I don't have any money. By the time you reach that level, even you don't want money, I'm going to throw it at you out. When you let go of attachment, that's when the money comes, you know? That's when the money comes. So, when you're doing this puja, and when you're doing Cedra's mantra, do not look left and right. Okay, if you can, I would like you guys to train up like this. You used to be nice seeing you in the Ladang, but you disappeared, you traitor. Just kidding. You're redhead now. I'm going to change my color to blonde. Okay, now, if you can, for Vajrayana's practice, we need to use our left hand. So it'd be good to train using left. If you cannot use left, use right arm. Okay, if you do Vajrayana's later, because I'm going to teach some of you that later, those of you stick around, our good boys and girls, as you practice, and our brothers, I'll teach you Vajrayana. Those who don't, then I'll say, oh, next week, let's play. When you hold mala, you should hold it at your heart. Heart level. Pull it in. One mala, one bead. Not one mantra, six mala. Pull your friend, get 3 million tonight, you're right. Pull it towards you. And you realize the attainment is coming to you. Om, Maha Yak Chakasa. That's the mantra I forgot. No! Just kidding, she's like, nervous. Oh my Yachasa Soha Mayasha. You hold Oh my Yachasa Soha to you. Oh my Yachasa Soha. May all attainments of Cedra come to me. Soha means come to me. And you visualize it coming to you. Then you visualize a light. Okay, I'll make it simple for you guys. If it's too complicated, you visualize a light coming in Cedra's heart to you. Top of your head. And the light is rare and powerful, but doesn't hurt you, doesn't burn you. It's very cooling, but not cold. Not like, you know, you go to the doctor, oh, you're so cooling, one needle. Not that kind of cooling. Cooling is in calm. Goes inside you.
If you have a particular disease or problem, let it go to that area and push it through your place. If you have no particular disease, or maybe you're crazy, you don't know you're crazy, just visualize it going to you or to your whole body. And it pervades your body. And if you can, this would be beautiful. Dead or alive, doesn't matter. Your mother, your father. That mother, your father. Visualize the lights going to them. The people that bother you, the people that irritate you, the people who don't do their work, not responsible, always lying, dishonorable, visualize in front of you. Visualize everybody you love that are wonderful, honorable, and not cheating, not lying, very, very nice people, all behind you. All animals, all hellhounds, all gods, demigods surrounding you. You visualize yourself feeding them advice, doing the same thing to them. Doing your Om Maya Chapsa Soha. This is what you need to do if you want to develop Senpon. Who knows what Senpon is? Anybody know? Not one single person knows what Senpon is.
Shen Tong!
Some of you have been in my Dharma teaching how many years, you know I pronounce it wrong each time. Quit correcting me and making me lose face in front of these people. Shen! You sit there, you got your leg up and pinning your leg. Wake up. Don't play with yourself in the set of retreat. It's a trick. Let the chi flow. And then this is what you did last time. That's what you mean. Don't forget. One is hear the sounds of everybody around you. Even the outside, even if you don't, you visualize it. So in your ear, you don't hear anybody. You don't hear the guy next to you snoring. Nothing. You hear just set up. You visualize the sound. Om Maya Chatsa Soha. Boomi. You visualize, or you go back to your breath, and you visualize your breath. Om Maya Chatsa Soha. You visualize that. Or you visualize the sound. Either three. Let me tell you why. It's not the lights, it's not the mantra, it's not the people around you reciting, it is your mind. Being able to focus on one object and staying there. Once your mind stays there, the first sign will be your dreams will become more lucid. Do not bombard me with emails about your dreams and what it means. It means nothing. It's just a dream.
Oh, Rinpoche.
I dreamt I offered you a mandala. And you smiled at me with your yellow cap on. What does that mean? It means it was a dream. That's it. When I woke up, there was no mandala. Akehori! Rinpoche! I guess I'm being from Europe. Just that, some priests and all that. Rinpoche! I visualize you! They got an accent to me, right? I visualize you! Coming down a mountain! It's spelled M-O-N-T-A-I-N, mountain lah! I visualize you coming down a mountain! Coming and giving me a crystal moolah! What does that mean, Rinpoche? It means order from Vajra.com, Vajrasecrets.com, that's what it means. Order from Kichara and Umana and pay for it, pay now!
Of course I can't say that. You know, people just sit there and do a little bit of retreat, a little mantra, they have dreams. I have gurus in a monastery who have been meditating for 20, 30, 40 years, and you know what they say? I didn't have any dreams. I didn't have any signs.
I'm happier and my mind is calmer. I've never heard the Dalai Lama once say publicly, guess what? I had a dream! I'm Nostradamus! Never. I'm a simple monk. That's all I am. So if the High Lamas talk like that, what do you think about your dreams? He's humble. I don't doubt some of you may have dreams. So to develop clairvoyance, okay, let's go a little lower. Clear mind. You know, some of you cannot pay attention, cannot focus, cannot sit still, always fidgeting, always moving, very itchy, like you've got termites up your butt. Excuse the French, Kenny made me do it. Okay, for some of you who cannot sit still, the mind always unsettled, this meditation is very helpful over time. It will make your mind calm. It will make your mind calm. Have you ever seen Kok Wai driving, moving around, KSK? Oh my God. I was at the moonwalk. If you tell Kok Wai sit still and meditate, just Kok Wai meditate. That's okay, he's active young guy, strong, youngish, active. What's my point? This meditation calms the mind down. You don't become calm, you become inert. You know, you don't sit there and become retarded, like, you know, I'm very calm. But you don't. You know, you don't become inert. That's not the point. Is you become calm, focused, and sharp. Your eyes become sharp. Your ears become sharp. Your senses become sharp. You become very sharp when you do this meditation. So forget about, you know, forget about becoming the next psychic. Predict what's coming in 2012 according to Mayan calendar. Forget it. But you will become sharper no matter what your age is. Even if you're 200 years old, no, it's okay. You will still, your mind will become sharper. I've never seen a dumb monk, old one, never. I've never seen old monk like, thousands of monks I've met. They're 80, some is 106 years old. 106 doing meditation, eat well. And when they die, they sit in meditation. Clear and sharp. I didn't see one monk become senile in the monastery. No monks become senile. Nothing in Ganesha Te. How is that possible? Here, every other guy, like, off. Dementia. No offense. I don't mean any offense to any elderly people. How come? Because their whole life is focused on menial, trivial things. Even Captain Lakirinji. I remember I sent a group to Singapore to make offerings to him a few years back. Henry came back and told me, you know, he's old, he's a little weak, he moves slower, but his eyes, his speech, everything very sharp. He knows what's going on. I said, of course, he's a meditation master. Even Henry noticed that. Henry doesn't know anything. Henry meditates once every 10 years. He meditates, angel went to heaven. My point, I'm teaching you some meditations here. Maybe you can do a lot of mantras, that doesn't matter. I want you to get your worth. Because I care. I don't want you guys to come here and just do meaningless chatter, meaningless mantras. I care. Yokfui sends me an update every single night. How many came, what group, what you're doing, how many of them, every night. And I'm very inspired. I wanted to come 2 nights ago, but I couldn't arrange some things and couldn't get some things done, so I couldn't rush you. I wanted to come the first time to give you a little talk. But anyway, I'm here. So when you do your mantra, that's what you visualize. When you do your lactate, that's what you visualize. When you do your confession, that's the meaning. When you do your praise, that's the background. And look, you come here, after a whole day of work, you come here, you do this practice, you sit, you prepare everything, everything's so beautiful, everything's so in order. You are very lucky. If I may say this, any Dharma practice you do is the best thing you've done in your life. Nothing else helps you. Nothing else is worth it. Everything else will fail. This is the best thing you've done for your life, in your life, with your life. It's the best thing you've done for your life, in your life, with your life. If I didn't believe that, I would be wearing this and sitting in front talking to you. I don't care what age you are, I don't care what people say. People talk as they don't want. And if you're working for Dharma, you are distributing it. You can work and support yourself by doing Dharma. That is an accumulation of many lifetimes of prayers, not to waste your time in just paying bills. If you can even work for Dharma. If you can support someone working in Dharma, how virtuous you are. Unless the great lamas are welcome. And if you have an opportunity to work for Dharma and you don't do all the way, you don't do it sincerely, you're sneaky, you don't do your work well, you're deceptive, you do the normal layman's don't care attitude, then you don't deceive the Dharma or your Dharma brothers and sisters, you deceive yourself. You know why? This is the best thing you have done with your life. It's the best thing. So therefore, I want all of you to think, what did I do so good to be here? What did I do so good? How come I'm able to hear Zhonghua's name? How come I'm able to hear the Baba Jugini and see her ladyship herself, the Buddha Baba Jugini? How come I'm able to see her? I don't even know who she is. I don't know why. Why she made me? I don't know, but she must be something great. How come? How come I'm able to sit here and learn these ancient rituals that holy monks have been doing for 600 years in Ganden, and I'm doing here? How come I'm able to do that? I must have done something good in my previous life, and I will not lose this chance now. Come wind, storm, rain, shine, I'll give up anything and everything except the Dharma, because that's the only thing that will help me at the time of death. I take refuge in Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. If you have loans, pay off. Never die with loans. If you have hurt somebody, apologize and clear whether they accept it or not from your heart. If you have mistreated someone, make amends. And don't do those actions again. Never die leaving these things behind, because it will follow you. According to Kempe Chujan Roji Chang, Chujan Roji, it will all follow you. Never have any loans or anything, people, anything left behind. Clear it all. And don't wait until you're better. Clear it now. Why? You don't know when you are. This is according to Kempe Chujan Roji. So therefore, I'm at the end of my little Dharma talk. And I'm going to give you, some of you, some little pictures. Some of you will receive it. Maybe you didn't get it tonight. Maybe next time.
Shen Tong!
Whose mother is this at the bar? No, you're not getting sent. Just kidding. She's on the...
Relax, relax.
The girl who marries this is gotta be Baba Jugini. We used to share that together, right?
Yeah.
You're welcome. Why pretend you don't know her?
Sneaky! William!
If it falls out, refund.
You are lodging me and you hear more.
And you almost knocked him off. You do our purpose. I don't have a bandit up. Oh, there's a wind. Look, he's like, anybody find me?
Okay, there's a win.
Hey, nobody's finding him.
Yeah,
it's only been 10 seconds, you know? Is there a fan? Okay, you got my attention. Hear loud. So smart, I walk by, she made noise. You test a minute, got up. You don't want the picture, is it?
I do.
Your name is Junji, ah? Junji Shinjuku. My Facebook name is Junji Shinjuku. I was looking for Joey Wong for months. Joey Wong, cannot find. Somebody said Junji Shinjuku. I asked why your name is Junji Shinjuku. He said, I can change it to Joey Wong. I said, why'd you put Junji in the first place? Hi, Junji. So many disturbed people. Junji Shinjuku.
You like that, huh, monster?
Why do you like it?
Washed at the river, didn't get one, and she freaked out.
Because I like the way you said that, like, you do that song.
Oh, this one's nice. He helped everybody who's heartbroken and slashed.
Yes, he needs.
Join Wong. If it falls out, refund.
You are lodging me and you hear more.
And you almost knocked him off. You do our purpose. I don't have a bandana.
Oh, there's a win.
Look, he's like, anybody finding him?
Okay, there's a win.
Hey, nobody's finding him.
Yeah,
it's only been 10 seconds, you know? Is there a fan?
Okay, you got my attention. Here, lah. So smart, I walk by, she made noise.
Can you test the minute? Got up. You don't want the picture, is it?
I do.
Your name is Junji, ah? Junji Shinjuku.
My Facebook name is Junji Shinjuku.
I was looking for Johnny Wong for months. Well, cannot find. Somebody said Junji Shinjuku. I asked why your name Junji Shinjuku.
He said, I can change it to Johnny Wong. I said, why'd you put Junji in the first place?
Hi, Junji.
So many disturbed people.
Junji Shinjuku.
You like that one, huh, monster?
Why do you like it?
This Chinese goodbye.
The Song Rinpoche.
I said a Chinese one. Never mind, it's the only Lama, just keep good luck to you later on. Change your luck if you wish, don't forget me. I'm going to jump on you, don't worry, I know. It's so brutal here. She moved back like I'm so wrong. I'm not big, I'm only 150,000 kgs. Don't have to come out now, how? Then we have to name him set up. Get off. Pearl. No, not you, but what's it her? Okay, good. Now become Pearl again. Figure that one out. You get John lost. Brian! Om. Maha. No! Repeat. Om. Maha. Yasha. Sa. Soha. Repeat. Om. Maha. No, repeat. If you repeat, you get oral transmission. Om. Maha. Yasha. Sa. Soha. Om. Maha. Yasha. Sa. Soha. After you recite, you will be very good, okay? Don't forget. When her mother was pregnant with her, she didn't recite the sutta. See what happened? This one, look at her. What about me? The river auntie here. Auntie washed at the river, didn't get one, and she freaked out. That's how I like it when you set that like. You need that talk. This one, nice. He helped everybody who's heartbroken and slashed. Very nice. Charles Paulton. Hey, my car was destroyed. I crashed into a bus. Can you come help me? One more. Don't give me my wish. This has to work hard.
Ah, let me see.
You know when you stack your ropes above your butt when you're walking? Very uncomfortable. Oh, very special. I don't have to do anything more. Guys. This is my rope guru who has taught me everything. So I pass to you, because if I give you a picture of you, no bless you. It's my very best. Or it's an emanation of human heart. Very, very blessed. Green tea. Got a little ship on everything free back. Nice tenant, where you get from? I want to get off of myself, I never saw before. Just kidding. Okay, I'll give you my twin here. Not really my twin, though. I wish. I like to play with you. No, leave, Uncle. You just be very comfortable. There's a lot of work you do here. You know, you're going to move that, move here, move that. I found Puja over here.
What? I'll get to who I want, don't suggest things in my brain.
You can send me a check later, it's $20.
You need to that means enthusiasm. I give you up. You didn't get up. You're very well. Doesn't matter if you're human being up here.
I'm sweating, you know why? Because I'm wearing a lot of pillows inside, it's not me. I thought it was Halloween.
I'm going to leave now. I took some of your time. Doesn't matter how many things you count. Don't worry about it. I'm not talking to you tonight. What's that? You didn't set us waiting there saying, oh, you didn't send it to 20 you didn't do that. I guess. No. I mean, why? The visualization that I shared with all of you tonight. Please don't forget. Write it down. And the few dumb people who have wonderful memories can remember a lot of things and can write it out and always on online, please write it out. Example, Shinjuku is always online.
That's a place in Japan. Okay,
I remember going on.
Shinjuku, is that a prostitute place or something?
Red light district or something. I remember vaguely somebody told me.
Oh.
Secrets out! Shinjuku!
I'm gonna call him what Shinjuku means.
No, I'm Shinjuku, she's better.
And of course, all over.
Okay. Those of you who remember what I said, don't forget. Those of you who forget it, forget it. Some like people like Joey Wong, who has a very good memory. And who does Dharma 100%, he will benefit a lot of people. If he doesn't, he won't benefit not even himself. I wish people, young, intelligent people like Philip, will write all this out clearly, Facebook everywhere, to help people on set of meditation. There'll be one or two crowds that come and say, set up nobody, you know, set up nothing like that, set up nothing like me, you know. Then everybody's mind is wrong. All along their mind is wrong. For 600 years, something is wrong. Some of us wrong. Everybody's wrong. Some of us are idiot. That's why I set up. We pray to a demon. You don't need to listen to this out there. There's all kinds of freaks out there.
People like Martin, he writes very well.
He should write extensively. He should write more about it. He should write clearly with the motivation of slowly and well. I don't know who else goes online. There's a couple of dinosaurs that go around my wall. No, I'm not talking about him. I'm gonna lie, you know, he's 200 years old. He's going on Facebook now. He's learning how to do Facebook. Yeah, next time you're gonna see him. I'm gonna lie.
What's your Facebook name?
Chicken. You forgot your name off. What the fuck is that about you? Hey, dude. Yeah, what? I'm the line, I'm going to treat Manjushu at store. And those of you who speak Chinese, explain explain Chinese online to the Chinese people. When I told you, so the meditation thing always and motivation. I'm very happy all of you are here. This retreat was designated by myself and instructed by myself. And I'm very happy some of you are here and you're going to do the best thing for yourself. And I'll just be here. I will stop by KH for certain activities and just pop in and surprise everybody. I like it informal. I don't really have this chair for somebody, it's not for me. I like to walk around because I kind of I learned it from Oprah. We both have the same problems. We both balloon up and then skinny down and balloon up and skinny up. We're both quite balloon right now. I see a recent picture of Oprah. She looks like me from the but I don't care. I can count up with 15 meters. I would have to now. Just because you look like a toothpick doesn't mean beautiful. Just kidding.
But it's Pierce Willem, he's the only person slightly fatter than Chris.
You see Chris? You put Chris and Willem together, you think of the skeleton level of mushrooms that go. Me, Zavala, no money, Zavala. He's only Zavala's regular. And everything I say does a nice thing, I'm not done with this, I'll give you a lesson, that's all. Look at Karen.
You know my daughter? She goes to Africa and she goes to this little village to shop for her loved ones. I'm gonna go there. I've already gotten one baby I'll pick. His name is Oma in their language. Yeah, that's the name. That's the language about it. I know what it means. So when I put this kid in school, they're gonna be calling me. Some of my media teas little kids are cool. That's his name. He's got a sister. It's a little town in Africa. They have a very, very unique language. So, anyway. You know what they call the mother? They're just kidding. I heard that joke yesterday by day. They had a lot of people. I was going to find out how to guys. Pretend it's mine. Alright. Remember what I explained to you for separate meditation? Remember what I shared with you. Because all of you take your time to come here to do your meditation and practice, I want to be aware. My center, our center, has to be aware. No politics. No false aspirations. No misguided image. Our center will continue to grow because I will make sure that whatever is taught, practiced, meditated here comes from an image from Adi Shanti Master. And if anybody says it's not right, then all of Adi is wrong. Number one. If you go to come in, you will see this eminent Buddha. This eminent Buddha, this eminent Buddha. That's when you practice engaging, that's it. No matter what people want to think about it. And when you come to engage, I want you to be the best. You deserve the best because you've been shopping around. So I'm here today to speak and to share and to give a little bit of teachings without letting any money in some sort, without letting them make any preparations at all. I'd like to just stop by because I'm here. I go online because I care. If I blog, because I care. This is my time. If I didn't care, I would destroy. I've been a monk for 25 years, I've changed now. I wish you all great spiritual prosperity. And I wish you all peace and forgiveness of any anger in my life. And I wish you all supreme results from your practice of these three unguided pure lineage. Dhamma Tsongkhapa's Guru Yoga, Vajrayana's in the future, the Yami Yogas, Dharma Pala, Sir. Dharma is for the teachings, Pala is for the Buddha. It's a ninth name assigned by the Buddha's name. Dharma Pala, Sir. That's all.
He wants to give you a double talk. Sleep on. Good night, everybody. Don't talk, don't stand up, don't retreat.
Relax.
When you're on retreat, during your practice meditations, you don't need to stand up. It's a good practice. When you stay where you are, it's not disrespect. Good night, everybody. Nice to see you. Cage, nice to see you. I'm waiting. Hey there, peace. Good night, everybody.